This call is now being recorded.
Hey, you were ranting about kids these days.
Yeah, before the phone dropped. It's funny. Everybody thinks that their generation is the most clever that's ever been before. You know, back with the 60s, you know, hiding drug references in songs, you know, magic carpet ride. You looked around, lousy pack of camels is all I found. You know, everybody thinks their generation is so clever for sneaking stuff in music. And it's been happening since people have been writing music. The Dr. Demento show, there's recordings from the 30s that are just flat out you could play on radio today. And they got away with them back then. But that's what I was saying. It's good and bad. With us having kind of a homogenous culture now, where text speak, everybody can read text speak, and everybody can talk text speak. You're going to have more subgroup slang than regional slang. In other words, you know, if you're a computer nerd. Like me, the cake is a lie is a reference you'll catch fast, but, nobody else, the other people be thinking, is that a reference to Let Them Eat Cake? I don't understand.
Let Them Eat Cake is not something people get anywhere either. That was the political reference I was making about how first world problems everyone in America is focusing on. I mean, you've got during the cake controversy, remember some little right-wing town and some little girl in there says, yeah, we wouldn't want to serve gay people our cake, some stupid thing like that. And, and everyone flips their lid over this. And it's like, you know, just think of how many, little right-wing towns we were in where, I got denied service one time for making a joke about buying alcohol. I later found out that the guy was like a recovering alcoholic who had had some sort of legal issue that had the bar in the hotel shut down. But I was joking with him, trying to do it. I said, hey, but you'd open the bar if I slipped you a 20, right? Uh-huh. You know, it was clearly in jest to anyone who, is not that exact guy I was talking to. And he denied service to me. He freaked out and was like, you shouldn't joke about stuff like that. And, he just had a little, conniption fit. And this is in a rural part of Maryland. It wasn't even, we're not even talking the Deep South or anything. But yeah, because I made a joke about buying alcohol, I was not allowed to stay at a hotel. You can find ridiculous people who deny service for ridiculous reasons all over the place.
Yeah, But I believe in the invisible hand of the market will slap you around if you do that consistently enough for no good reason, you will put yourself out of business. All right. On that, I have to wrap it up because I have to sprint out of the car holding a laptop.
Hey, hit four real quick. I have a hit four when we sign off. I want to actually bring something up with you, a tech issue. Let me sign out. This is Gun Sully signing out from inside the Beltway, looking at the monument, saying five-star your Uber drivers and tip your servers.
All right, and this is Tech Sully saying goodbye, y'all.